Before Of the show here tells a story of a very good friend of ours whose name was Albert. Now, Albert was a born loser. Nothing Albert ever did went right. Dear me, we used to say. I'll give you an example. See, Albert once fell in love, only once fell in love with a lady. She was a very voluptuous lady. Beautiful she was, really beautiful. And she was good looking too. And her name was the Duchess. The Duchess was very domineering, I think you know what I mean, I really do. And she was into S&M. But poor old Albert, He didn't speak Spanish or Mexican. And so she kicked him out. And he went home that night, very depressed, dejected, disappointed. And he sat down, made himself a nice cup of tea. Then he sat down again. And he turned on the television. Suddenly his whole life changed because he was back in love again. Yes, Albert was in love with the television set. And poor old Albert, it was a very one-sided affair. And in 2 days he was in hospital, having to have the glass removed from his private part. So, he went on a convalescing holiday abroad, over there where I'm pointing, where tragedy struck again. Yes, Albert fell desperately in love with his walking stick. And in 2 days he was back in the hospital again, having the walking stick removed from his private part. Albert also had a short, torrid affair with his wheelchair. Didn't last long because Albert didn't like the spokes sticking between his teeth. So, think about that one. He came home, where he entered a home for unsuccessful young lovers called Duke's End. Hey, I don't want you to feel too sorry for Albert, because every cloud, luckily, has a silver lining. And every silver lining has a cloud. Every bin has a lining. It was in this bin that Albert wrote some of his most forgettable books.
Romeo and Albert!
Yes, he wrote Romeo and Albert. I can see you bought it. He also wrote Albert in Wonderland, A Midsummer Night's Albert, The Taming of the Albert. And then he started to branching into films, where he starred and wrote a film called Albert vs. Kramer. Kramer versus Albert. And finally, Albert versus Albert. And there's Bridge Over the River Albert. Too numerous to mention. Then he went into making records. Dark Side of the Albert was a very big hit, which he followed up with I Left My Albert in San Francisco. And then finally, to commercial acclaim with Sing Along at Albert. Which leads us very nicely to our next piece of music, which has nothing to do with Albert at all. I was deliberately wasting your time, sir. There's in fact some music from our album, what is called Duke. And we're going to play some music from our album called Duke, I think you know what I mean. And we've called this piece of music, for the purposes of tonight's concert, music from our album called Duke. Thank you.